So, have you ever felt that spiral? Your heart's racing, you can't catch your breath, and suddenly the anxiety just multiplies? Today we're tackling something that might surprise you. Hyperventilation could actually be fueling your anxiety, even when you think anxiety comes first.
Exactly. And you know, it's one of those cycles that people don't realize they're trapped in. When you're anxious, your body kicks into fight or flight mode. And that rapid breathing, it's actually making everything worse.
Right, so it's like a feedback loop. You breathe fast because you're anxious, and then that fast breathing creates more anxiety symptoms?
Absolutely. What happens is you're breathing so quickly that your carbon dioxide levels in the blood drop too low. That triggers dizziness, lightheadedness, even chest pain. All the things that make you feel like you're having a panic attack. So the hyperventilation isn't only a symptom. It can be both a cause and an effect of panic.
Wow. So for someone listening who's dealing with this, what's the fastest way to actually break that cycle in the moment?
Great question. The key is to slow down and deepen your breathing intentionally. There are a few techniques that work really well. One of my favorites is the four-breath method. You inhale for 7 seconds slowly with abdominal breathing, and exhale for 7, with the goal of 4 slow breaths a minute. This can be done quietly when doing abdominal breathing so that others in the room won't notice.
I see. So the exhale is actually calming your nervous system down?
Exactly. Making your exhales longer than your inhales, like a 4-second inhale and a 6-second exhale, tells your body it's safe. But because this 4-7-8 method looks odd, it is not useful in a room of people where much of this anxiety can happen. So the 4-breath method is a simple and very effective answer. Another simple one is box breathing. Inhale for 4, hold for 4, exhale for 4, hold for 4. It distracts your mind while regulating your breath. Again, the goal is 4 breaths a minute and using abdominal breathing for the full breath.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
And these are things anyone can do, right? No special equipment needed. You can do them anywhere, at your desk, in the car, wherever anxiety hits. Another technique is diaphragmatic breathing, or belly breathing. It involves engaging the diaphragm to take deep, full breaths, allowing the lungs to expand fully, which maximizes that oxygen-carbon dioxide exchange and directly counters the shallow breathing that worsens anxiety.
That makes sense. And I've heard of pursed lip breathing, too. Where does that fit in?
Yeah, that's another good one. You exhale slowly through pursed lips, almost like you're blowing out a candle gently. Though I tell people if you're trying this at a birthday party, maybe wait until after they bring the cake out.
Ha, good tip. But seriously, it helps raise your carbon dioxide levels back up?
Yes, it prevents that rapid, shallow exhaling that's characteristic of hyperventilation. I actually had a patient years ago who was skeptical of all these breathing techniques. She thought they sounded too simple to work. But after one panic attack where she tried the pursed lip method, she called me the next day amazed at how quickly her symptoms calmed down.
Love that. So we've established these fast control methods, breathing techniques that can stop hyperventilation and anxiety in their tracks. But I'm curious, what about long term? These are great for the moment, but how do we build resilience so we're not constantly fighting this battle?
That's the big question. Immediate relief is important, but real transformation comes from addressing the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. In other words, lasting change requires that holistic view. You're looking at things like mindfulness, meditation, regular physical exercise, and integrating these breathing practices into your daily routine, beyond just using them when you're in crisis.
That point about daily breathing practices sets up our next piece, building long-term resilience. But first, a quick word from our sponsor,
Feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, brain fog, or chronic stress? Mercy Family Health and Pain Management provides whole person health care integrating body, mind, and spirit. With over 40 years of experience, they offer the Shalom Shield online membership site for those experiencing anxiety from chronic stress and the Heal Stress Recover Health Program, a multi-week path designed to quiet the storm and restore balance. Learn more at www.america.truehealth.com.
Picking up on daily breathing practices, how do you actually integrate these strategies into a lifestyle that's already packed with work, family, and all the other responsibilities?
This really comes down to building sustainable habits. Start small, maybe 5 minutes of diaphragmatic breathing every morning, or a short mindfulness practice before bed. The goal isn't perfection, it's consistency. And, you know, I've seen people who thought they'd never find peace actually reclaim it by committing to these practices over weeks and months.
I love that. So to everyone listening, if you're stuck in that anxiety hyperventilation loop, what are the three things you'd want them to remember?
1. Recognize the connection. Hyperventilation can worsen your anxiety, so slowing your breath is key. 2. Practice a fast control method, like four-breath breathing or box breathing when anxiety hits. And 3. Commit to long-term strategies that address your whole self, mind, body, and spirit. Because that's where lasting peace comes from.
Perfect. And have you ever wondered why something as simple as changing how you breathe can have such a powerful effect on anxiety?
Oh, absolutely. It all goes back to that vagus nerve we mentioned earlier. When you control your breath, you're essentially sending direct signals to your nervous system. You're telling it to stand down from high alert. That's why these techniques work so fast.
Right, exactly.
And honestly, if we can give people even one tool today that helps them feel less overwhelmed and more in control, that's a win. So whether you're dealing with chronic stress, occasional panic, or simply want to breathe a little easier, these techniques are a great place to start.
Beautifully said. And remember, healing requires more than managing symptoms. It requires restoring balance and reconnecting with a deeper sense of peace. That process takes time, but it's absolutely possible. Thanks for breaking this down with us today. For everyone listening, try one of these breathing techniques this week and see how it feels. You might find your own powerful tool against anxiety.